from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. Fans of Wes Anderson movies often love the music in them as much as the captivating visuals and oddball storylines. Tomorrow, as part of SF Sketchfest, about 30 musicians are coming together for one night to play the entire soundtracks of Anderson's movies Rushmore and The Royal Tenenbaums. Some of the musicians will be in studio to play a few of the songs. Then at 10:30, a new book lays out the history and controversy over private correctional facilities in the United States. Author Lauren Eisen joins us to discuss Inside Private Prisons. It's coming up next. Stay with us. This is Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. Director Wes Anderson has earned a devoted following for his visually stunning movies and their evocative, memorable music. On Thursday, as part of SF Sketchfest, more than 30 accomplished musicians from around the country are converging for one night to perform the music featured in Anderson's movies. And we've got nine of the musicians in studio here to play songs from the soundtracks, and we're going to hear from you. What song from a Wes Anderson movie has stuck with you? You can call us now and let us know. Our toll-free number is 866-733-6786. That's 866-733-6786, or email us, forum@kqed.org. That's forum@kqed.org. And let me bring Mark Appel to the microphone here. And Mark Appel is certainly known to people here in San Francisco. He organized this whole thing. He's probably known to many of you from Porchlight presentations, or also in the United Terminal at SFO, getting bands together. And he got this extraordinary group together. I also saw him last when I was doing something for Green Apple Books, and he was playing the piano. Good to see you again, sir. Thank you.
Nice to see you again, Michael. It's a pleasure.
Good to have you here. What inspired this? I mean, Wes Anderson's got a big following. I realize a lot of people love the music, but you've got quite a few people here together.
You know, it essentially was a fool's errand I responded to. The festival said, can you do music from Twin Peaks? And I said, oh, that's easy. I know it. And then they said, well, can you do Rushmore? And I said, sure, we'll do Rushmore. And then I thought, well, Royal Tenenbaums is also excellent. So suddenly it became two shows and rapidly it became 30 musicians.
And these musicians are, in many cases, really veteran and certainly gifted musicians.
Oh, I mean, yeah, we have like Peter Asher, you know, obviously has a great history in music. And no, we have about, I would say, 5 decades of musical experience here.
And you got the rights to all these? I know that Randall Poster was a big figure in terms of getting the rights for Wes Anderson.
Yeah. Well, he certainly, yeah, in regards to music supervision. I mean, that, you know, these, it's the, like Spike Lee and Quentin Tarantino to a certain degree, these are playlist movies. You know, they're movies where it's all about the songs that that are pulled from. And yeah, we're fine performing the songs. Randall Poster, I think, is aware of the project, and we've tried to get word to Mark Mothersbaugh as well.
And alas, Ralph Carney was set to be with you and is not.
Yes, yeah, very tough.
But he was going to do the whole whistling of Me and Julio down by the schoolyard?
Well, you know, Ralph Carney was a saxophone player and a musician, you know, really a worldwide musician. He played with Tom
Waits. Played the alto sax, yeah.
He played the alto, he played the tenor. He essentially could play the table. I mean, he was somebody who embodied music. And he was going to whistle. He was going to play the recorder on Ruby Tuesday. He was going to play the alto saxophone on A Blinuet by Zoot Sims. And more than anything else, he was going to inspire us with his spirit. He's really a... you know, somebody that's influenced, I think, everybody in this room.
Well, it took three people to replace him, right?
It did take, you know, maybe, we're not sure. It may take four.
Talk about the songs from the two movies that you've covered here. Many of them are recognizable. In fact, some of them I don't think are in your ensemble, but you're doing almost all of them, aren't you?
We're doing pretty much all of the pop songs. You know, so there's songs by Nick Drake. There's songs by The Who. There's quite a bit of stuff by The Rolling Stones. There's Chad and Jeremy, which Peter Asher is going to do with Bart Davenport, which will be a treat, a summer place. And there's jazz stuff as well. There's Paul Desmond and, you know, Zoot Sims, who I mentioned. There's a beautiful Django tune. Yeah, it's interesting. There's just little pockets that you can tell Wes Anderson loves. He loves classical rock music. And I really feel it's like the influence of something like Ed Sullivan and that level of culture where it's like, okay, and now there's classical music and now there's opera. And you have this sense of, you know, an American culture kind of from the past where people had really wider musical tastes and record collections.
But people aren't doing facial imitations of him like they did of Ed Sullivan through the years, right?
Gosh, I hope not.
They may be doing other kinds of mimicking of Wes Anderson. Certainly a lot of filmmakers have been because he's been a major influence. We've got a number of musicians assembled here and are anxious to hear. Tell us what we're going to hear, Wes.
You know, it's a reinterpretation of an Elliott Smith song called Needle in the Hay, which is in the Royal Tenenbaums film, and it's been reorchestrated by Dina McAbee here for this lovely group of string players. And Karina Dinike on the lead vocal.
They don't even need any warming up. We're going to go right into it, right? Thank you all.
You've come to expect. Needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the
That was Karina Denike on the vocals, you heard, and the violins, Irene Caesar, Alisa Rose, also Helen Newby. Allison Baker is also one of the vocalists here, and Devin Holt is the acoustic bass guitarist. You're making good music together. Congratulations. And the singing was right in sync, so congratulations on that, too.
Thank you.
I'm impressed. You get a lot of people coming out to see you guys at SF Sketch. Let me remind listeners that we're talking about the music of Wes Anderson's movies with a group of musicians that will perform the soundtrack of Rushmore and the Royal Tenenbaums tomorrow. And that's at the Chapel in San Francisco as part of SF Sketchfest. And you can call us now if you have some thoughts about... I'd like to know. I have to see the Royal Tenenbaums again because I did not like it the first time around, but I liked the music. You can call us now at our toll-free number. It's 866-733-6786. That's 866-733-6786. Or email us, forum@kqed.org. That's forum@kqed.org. Or go right to our website, kqed.org/forum, or tweet us. Our Twitter handle is at KQED Forum. One listener writes, loves the music of The Life of Aquatic. Mark, some hard choices to make here in terms of which Wes Anderson movies?
You know, I was assigned a Wes Anderson film. I think Life Aquatic is incredibly good. Yeah, you know.
Well, he does inspire passionate views on both sides, though, really, doesn't he?
There are people that are passionate.
Even about the music.
Oh, yeah. No, Will Oldham, who's a very famous songwriter, said that he's cancerous to both film and music.
Yeah. Well, why? Do you know why?
Yeah, he said essentially it was like listening to somebody's iPod. I mean, it's an old enough quote that was, you know, not a pad, but a pod, yeah.
That seems a bit harsh to me, but let's move on here. Let's actually talk with some of these folks who are here with us making this music. And by the way, Mark does a melodica, right?
Yeah, you blow into it, it's like a piano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Let's talk to Larry Mullins and Dina Maccabee. Boy, with a name like Maccabee, it's not the Israeli pronunciation, Maccabee and everything. What happens to you around, come up to the microphone here, what happens to you around Hanukkah time?
You know, it's interesting. A lot of people know the story of Hanukkah and they've sort of forgotten about it. You can see the light go on in their eyes when they say Maccabee. Oh, Maccabee! And then they think it's pretty cool.
Well, from what I understand, you're pretty cool. In fact, I think Mark described you as indefatigable. Do you deserve
wow.
that crown?
Sure, I'll take it. Thank you.
It means it could mean you're relentless, too.
Right? There could be a little of that.
What drew you to this project?
Gosh, well, it's been a pleasure to work with Mark over the years around the Bay Area, and also with some of these string players you just heard playing at the airport was always kind of a really surreal place to perform music, but also really wonderful because it transforms a sort of place of business transactions into something a little more unearthly. So that was always fun. And then I've actually always been a fan of the Rushmore soundtrack. Maybe more than the film, but I really did enjoy that soundtrack, and so a lot of those songs are close to my heart.
Mark, can you talk a little bit about your series at the airport?
Yeah, sure. After 9/11, San Francisco Airport wanted to do something to make the airport, you know, more comfortable for people, and I knew some people there, and I said, well, why don't we do music, and just music will appear, and it'll happen. It'll happen at the most crowded times, and we'll have it free for people as much as possible. And we did that for 9 years. And I would say that has a lot to do with how this project happened, because I was able to hire people. I had the bully pulpit of having a lot of gigs. So that's how I know a lot of these people. Yeah.
And let's get Larry Mullins up to the microphone here, who is responsible for the orchestral bells and who is actually a citizen of Norway. So Trump would like you in this United States.
Yeah, I'm already here.
Tell us about how you got involved in this project.
Well, I'm old friends with Mark from when I lived here in San Francisco, and on rare occasions we've been able to work together. And last July, I was in California, and he asked me if I'd be interested in doing this Twin Peaks project. And so it was really easy for me to come into town and do that, and we had a blast.
What is that exactly?
The Twin Peaks show?
The project you mentioned.
Yeah, it was, we did all the music from the Twin Peaks series and the movies, all this Angelo Badalamenti music, and we just did it a few nights ago for the SF Sketchfest. But after we did the first one, he was approached by SF Sketchfest to put a larger version of the show together with actual cast members of Twin Peaks in attendance, and so we did that a few nights ago, and it was really an extraordinary night.
And aren't you just off a tour with Nick Cave?
Yeah, we're having a little break right now, but it's not over.
And you're enjoying this?
Yeah, well, I'm not in Norway in January.
Come on, I have a friend who just got back from there and said the skiing was great.
Yeah, plenty of that to be done this time of year, all year, actually.
All right. Well, glad to have you all here, as I said earlier, and that was Larry Mullins, who does the orchestral bells here. Mark, what are we going to hear now from the group that's assembled?
We're going to do a song that's by John Lennon called Look at Me, and Allison Baker is going to be singing the lead vocals on this, and Karina's going to be helping with the backgrounds.
Great. Let's go.
Supposed to be, who am I supposed to be? Look at me, what am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be? Look at me. To do, what am I supposed to do? Here I am. What can I do for you? What can I do for you? Look at me. Oh, please look at me, my love. Here I am. Oh, my love. Who am I? Nobody knows. But me, nobody knows but me. Who am I? Nobody else can see, just you and me. Who are we?
Bravo. Thank you. Thank you for that. Lovely. That's not a well-known Lennon song, you know, but it's they do pluck these out in the Anderson movies, often with artists that you're well familiar with, but not necessarily songs that make it into the top 10.
No,
it's a good example. That was probably written for Yoko, I think, wasn't it?
One would think. I mean, because there's also Yoko is on this concert as well. Yeah. So, yeah, he digs deep with John Lennon, you know, so this for sure. Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit, Mark, about the Joycean template of Rushmore?
Yeah, I'm glad you're asking me about that, Michael, because I know you're an English guy and an English professor.
Not an English guy. I'm an American. But that's
you're an English literature guy. Yeah. Is that better? I'm sorry.
Irish literature as well, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah.
An American, yeah.
Well, you know, I was sort of like you in that I liked these films enough, but I didn't return to them too much until I had to watch them 100 times. And then, you know, you've got Bill Murray, right? And his name is Mr. Bloom. I don't know why I didn't notice that right away.
As in Leopold.
And you've got this guy who runs a kite flying society, a.k.a. Daedalus Icarus, you know? Yeah. And they have these parallel existences. You know, it's very much that sort of a, you know, the way you have the vision of two lives in Dublin that come together to bring one thing to happen. But it's also a lot like Roadrunner cartoons. You know, I mean, they're equally, Stephen Dedalus and Leopold Bloom, but they're also Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner.
Let me read some comments that are coming in here and get your response, Mark. John writes, the cover of Elliott Smith's Needle in the Hay was amazing, beautiful arrangement. I love that song. And Joseph writes, one song from Wes Anderson's music at Sketchfest I keep coming back to is Ping Island from The Life Aquatic. Amazing how it holds its own alongside the beautiful David Bowie covers throughout the movie.
True. True that.
And we have invited you, our listeners, if you have a favorite Wes Anderson, not a Wes Anderson song, but a song from either of the Wes Anderson soundtracks, to let us know what it is. Again, you can email us or let us know by phone, 866-733-6786, though there are only a few moments remaining here. Certainly would try to get your calls in. You mentioned a summer song by Chad and Jeremy. That was a lot of these are from, that was a favorite of mine back in the day, but a lot of these, reminds me of a romance I've kind of forgotten about, but these kind of take us back, a lot of these, to the British invasion, in terms of the artists he picks or plucks.
Absolutely. I mean, it is very informed by Beatles, Rolling Stones, Kinks, it's very Brit, you know, for the most part. There's not a lot of funk in his movies. You know, there's no James Brown songs, for sure.
Well, he's got Iggy and the Stooges. He's got the Rolling Stones, as you said before. There's a good deal, and there's even some garage music, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, I mean, he definitely knows his nuggets. I don't think he has gotten to the late 70s yet. He will someday,
But Randall Poster deserves, really, the lion's share of credit here, doesn't he? I mentioned him earlier.
Incredible job, and then just the thought of how he got all these different artists to say sure, which isn't very easy to do when you're dealing with kind of the not to make a pun, but the Rushmore heads of music.
Yeah, and you can hear the Ramones with Gwyneth Paltrow standing there and looking very solemn, but there's a kind of whole series of cuts through her.
Yeah.
You don't have to deal with Goop, that online thing that she does.
It's very contained. It's just like Jenny Holzer or something. She's standing there and there's a bunch of words and then it's over. Yeah.
Well, I'm grateful for all of you being here and playing this music for us and the songs that the vocalist presented. Mark, congratulations to you for bringing this all together. Good luck with it. Let me mention again who was a part of this, what you heard today. Allison Baker on vocals and also Karina Danike, and we also heard, let me give all the string people and the musicians, Devin Hoff on acoustic bass guitar, Irene Sazer, who was on violin, Alyssa Rose, who was also on violin, Helen Newby on cello, and you heard us speaking with Larry Mullins, orchestral bells guy, and Dina Maccabee, viola. Thank you all again. Want to give us a little music as we go out here? Your choice. Mark, what do you have them do?
We're doing a lovely song. It's based on Pachelbel, but Mark Mothersbaugh has now decided to call it Mothersbaugh's Canon.
All right. Thank you again.